I nearly called you Adam Chance.
That's all right.
I've so far resisted it, but it is a mark. It is a mark, Tony, isn't it, as to how successful that role must have been for you?
Well, yes, Rob, it's lovely now when people, because people only come up if they liked you. If they don't like you, they cross the road.
Were you a bit of a Midlands JR, weren't you?
Oh, he was a nasty man.
Yeah, but you had a bit of an edge to you, didn't you, as well?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, he was.
Let's be honest.
He was. But it's far more interesting than being Neville Bywaters, Dr. Neville, who was so sweet as a nut, but very boring to play.
Mm. And the trademark moustache, I see you've still got that.
I've still got that. The eyebrows are still down for a drink. that, you know, strangely enough, it was when I first went into Crossroads many, many years ago to play Mr. Perkins.
Yes, you weren't Adam Chance, first of all.
My goodness, you have done your research. Yeah, I went in there and Noel Gordon was in makeup and Dodie was head of makeup. And Noel Gordon said to Dodie, "Darling, put a moustache on that boy. He looks far too young." And it sort of stayed.
Lovely
and that's
lady.
That's how it's grown.
Lovely lady.
She was.
How special was she?
Very special. She cared for people. Like a lot of people, she could be insecure. And if she was insecure in something that happened, then maybe you might get a sharp edge to her. But she, I remember when Anthony Steele came into the show. He was a famous, famous, famous film star, sort of 50s and 60s. And he came into the show. And because when you film, you only learn very small bits. And to come in and to do a complete episode, he just couldn't learn it. And she would work with him till 11 and 12 o'clock at night. She gave her time willingly, all the time, to work with him to get it so he was comfortable to get it right.
I'm showing my age. I remember Noel Gordon in Lunchbox.
Yes.
It was many moons ago, wasn't it?
Yes. That was one of the first things that she did for ATV.
Are you still in touch with any of the old Crossroads cast?
Via Doris Stokes, yes.
Oh, yeah.
every day I hear from Benny. Nearly every day I get an email from Paul Henry. Jane Rossington, who played my wife, we talk quite on a regular basis, as indeed I do with Sue Hansen, Lynette McMorrow, and that's really sort of about it.
Let's talk about what you're doing now. You're in Lincoln again?
I'm in Lincoln again, and I'm doing this play called Dead Ringer. And it's a small cast. We've got a guy called David Callister who plays the actor, who turns... It's a political thing. It's about a prime minister, and it's just pre-election. And something happens to the prime minister. I won't go into any more details.
No, don't spoil it.
Something happens to the prime minister, and there has to be an enormous takeover. And you think, what has happened? It's a little bit because... I think it's because, Rob, I'm doing this play. When I heard that the Duke of Edinburgh had been rushed into the Queen Elizabeth or whatever it was in Marylebone, and for a bladder infection... Immediately, it set off warning bells because I thought, is this more serious than the country are led to believe? And thank God it wasn't. But this is what this play is about. It's about something like that happens to the Prime Minister and somebody else comes in and takes over.